The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That is greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we're just diving in. We're just diving in deep. You know, I found a really interesting article about when chronic disease comes with chronic financial pressure. Now, and here's what I see. We have these chronic disease processes in the United States. We have, and I've talked about this quite a bit over the course of the last decade and a half of practice, is that the American people, We make up 5% of the world's population, but we take over 70% of its pharmaceuticals. We have one of the highest chronic disease processes in terms of percentage-wise. All this research has come out years and years just about longevity and how a decade ago it was like, if you want to be the healthiest ever, live in the United States. And what we're finding is that from a longevity standpoint, we do not have the greatest longevity. And if you do live longer, then oftentimes it comes with 2 to 3 chronic disease processes. So there's a certain point where we've got to look and think, you know, maybe this system and cycle that we're in is broken. And we've preached it forever and ever. And now at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we don't necessarily treat disease processes, right? But what I will say is when you start to get down to the root cause and decrease things like chronic inflammation or gut health or nervous system disorders, right? Like life starts to change and it starts to look a whole lot different. But the problem is, just like if you ever preventatively go to the dentist and they may say, hey, you have a cavity. And the first thing that you think is like, gosh, I really don't, it hasn't hurt. And you're like, yeah, yet. But if you ignore that problem, even though you don't feel it, it will be massively more problematic in 5, 10, 15 years. And the same goes with all the health. I just feel like those are ones sometimes we feel like we're bound to it or whatnot. But I was talking to a patient this past week and it really was interesting because he said, you know, I want to tell my friends about you, but when I say you're just a chiropractor, they're like, oh, well, we don't really need that. And he was like, from a lifestyle related issue, he's like, the fact that you teach people about what true health is, that you actively look at the body as a whole, that you're always trying to get down to the root cause of someone's problem. He was like, I've never been treated like this in any other place that I've ever been. And that was the most genuine words that came out of his mouth. And truly, when we talk about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, that's inevitably the goal when I opened up the office, right? And we've got so many amazing hands in play that help serve all of the people that are around. But our goal is to get down to the root cause of the problem. I always have said, I never just want to be a glorified Advil. And though from a structure function related issue, that's what we do. You know, it's beyond just what happens when you go see your pain-based chiropractic and a little bit of nutrition sprinkled in there. It's inevitably looking at how do we get down to the root cause of the problem. And so when I stumbled upon this article from the New York Times, I thought, this is exactly what we talk about, is that, you know, what is it? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, I think is the proper, I should have looked it up before I said it, but you guys know what I'm talking, And then when I read this, I'm like, oh my gosh, like so much of this. And, you know, this talks about a chronic disease. And so I went back and I have a testimony that I'm going to share at the end of this, that you can see, like, there is something that you can actively do, you know, and it's not like you're going to walk into Greenwood Family Chiropractic and all your diseases will just melt away, but it gives you the tools and the specificity in the actionable steps to take that next step in order to regain your health and to try to be well. And that being said, if you're not unwell, it's like, what are you doing proactively to make sure that you retain your health? And so before we dive down into that and listen to that testimony, I want to talk about that news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe. Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, talking about when chronic diseases come with chronic financial pressure. For million Americans, paying for the treatment needed to manage their diseases can become more its own lifelong problem. Now, I want to be pretty clear when we go through this that I understand that there are a myriad of different diagnoses that come with known and unknown causations. So I know that it's not every single person. But here's what I can speak to more specifically on what we see in the office is that we have not just one patient who's reversed autoimmune. And now reversed, I mean, you'll never technically get rid of that, if you will. But what I will say is that people will be in clinical remission, which is awesome for them to see in terms of health-related issues. But okay, let's dive down into the article. So know that this is not with everyone that we're like, yes, just eat right and exercise and your chronic disease will go away. I understand that there are different scenarios. There are different disease processes. Every person within, you know, you can have 10 different people with a chronic disease and every single one might be different because everybody's different. But I do feel as if there's some aspects that we could do proactively to just kind of mitigate progression of symptoms or see what we can do more naturally to reverse them. There is a time and a place for medicine, right? So that's the caveat for all of this. So again, this is from the New York Times, when chronic disease comes with chronic financial pressure. So it talks about this woman, Karen, who in July was informed that she was being dropped from a program that allowed her to get free infusions of a medication she needed to keep her chronic inflammatory bowel disease at bay. Without the medication, the symptom of her disease, called ulcerative colitis, could be debilitating. Persistent diarrhea, fatigue, abdominal pain, and loss of blood so severe that she had once been hospitalized. Again, a side note to this is that, you know, we had recently done a GI-related health and wellness talk. So just saying, there's some aspects of health that can be happened. But she said, but Johnson & Johnson, which manufactures the medication, Remicade, and runs the program that helped cover the cost of the drug, said she wouldn't submit any necessary, said she hadn't submitted any of the necessary paperwork. Karen, 26, said she'd never received the paperwork. Johnson & Johnson said it could not discuss any individual patient case, but it would be willing to discuss Karen's eligibility with her. Because her insurance didn't cover Remicade, she would be left paying thousands of dollars out of pocket. So as a doctoral student, she said that just wasn't feasible. Her income was under $50,000. So she turned to steroids, a much less effective alternative, she said. She said, I feel powerless. Karen is among the estimated 129 million Americans who deal, again, 129 million Americans who deal with a major chronic disease, like a heart condition or an autoimmune disease. Women are even more likely than men to have such a condition. For many, the cost of treating those diseases month after month, year after year, can prove to be its own chronic problem, one that can fill people with fear and lead to drastic measures and risky trade-offs. Another woman, Sharon Hart, who's 59, said, "I will get through whatever this body does or takes me through." Sharon has had rheumatoid arthritis since she was a child. She said, "But it's the financial part of it that scares me." About 3 in 10 adults report not taking medication as prescribed over the past year because of costs. There is a common misconception that prescription costs are a major issue for only the uninsured, but those with insurance often shoulder a financial burden too, with copays, coinsurance, annual deductibles adding up. The costs quickly become unaffordable for people, even if they have what they have previously thought was very good health insurance, which I'll dive deeper into that. But what's really interesting is that when you look at the number one reason for bankruptcy in the United States, it's medical debt. And of that, over 80% of those people had health insurance. So I think that says something. You know, and this is a system that we try to bank on keeping us well. So they talk about just the future of it. And this is one where you're just like, gosh, the medical community is crazy. A drug called Stelara, for example, which can treat arthritis and bowel disease, was recently listed as more than $13,000 per month. Imbruvica, which is a cancer treatment, was listed at $15,000 a month, which I feel like I don't really watch a lot of television, but Stelara and Imbruvica, I feel like are prescriptions that I've heard about on commercials, which is really interesting because you're like $15,000 a month and $13,000 a month. If I've heard about them on the television and I don't watch TV all but maybe a very small snippet every week, then what is that saying about their marketing dollars? And is that the cost of what the medication truly is versus the cost of what's needed to run? When you look at marketing costs, are actually more than R&D for typical medications. So research and development, if you don't know what R&D is. So they spend more in marketing than they do in research and development for the average drug. Let that sink in. So they talk about how even while on Medicare, Sharon, the 59-year-old, has to pay $1,600 a month to get the medication Enbrel, which she needs to treat her rheumatoid arthritis. Untreated, her joints feel frozen. She's barely able to move. By the time she reached her late 30s, her rheumatologist was imploring her to stop working. The stress of work increased inflammation, which was taking a toll on her body. 2004, she left her job for a software company and filed for disability. She since scraped by on those monthly payments of about $2,500, but she lives in California, so it doesn't go far, is what she says. She said it's really a vicious cycle. Not only do you get your expenses go up, but the income coming in may actually go down, which is so funny because although all of these costs for insurance go up, I looked at my reimbursement from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, for example, and it has gone down in the last 13 years. They pay me less per adjustment now than they did, like 15% less per adjustment now. And you can't figure out why your doctors don't want to take your insurance. And that's why, because everything else is going up. I pay my team more now than I did, you know, a decade and a half ago. My rent is more than it was a decade and a half ago. My insurance is more than it was a decade and a half ago. Insurance, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, is collecting more from patients for drugs than they were a decade and a half ago, but they're reimbursing providers less than they were a decade and a half ago. Make it make sense to me. Again, they just go on to talk about the cost of this insurance. Like, people are just drowning. And they say, I don't know if they would understand or if they could do anything even with that information. We really don't give enough credit to how difficult it is for the patient to be in that position. The exact out-of-pocket cost of medication can be difficult for clinicians to figure out during a short visit. Here's another reason. Why are those visits so short? And the visits are short because the hospital says, hey, if insurance is reimbursing us less and we want to make the same, if not more money, because remember, hospitals are not non-for-profits, we need to be profitable. So what we're going to do is we're just going to shorten the amount of time it's for the doctor. So then that way we can bill more for the insurance, get reimbursed the same. But then we've got the quality issue that comes with that. So they continue on to say, it's something that's very important to patients, something that we pay intuition attention to, something that has real impacts on people's lives, even because they're either because they're going to go broke for a drug or they're not going to take the drug because of the costs. So they say, finally in October, she received her first infusion of Remicade. In months following, this is Karen. Then the very first one we talked about, she was able to switch to an insurance plan that helped cover the cost. It was a huge relief. She soon began to feel healthy again. Then last week, she received her portion of the bill, $900 for a single infusion. She said, we'll figure out a way to pay for it. But the prospect of spending my entire life worrying about getting her medicine can be hard to swallow. She said, honestly, it's just pretty overwhelming. And so we look at these things and you're like, what the aspect of RA, for example, because that's one. Before we go to break and come back, I want to share a testimony of a patient that we have in the office. She had the ability to work on health, and where ordinary medicine and chiropractic had failed her, we were this last ditch effort at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And to see where she's at now and the changes that she's seen, she actually has been one that has facilitated just even support with other patients who might have similar or the same diagnosis, to say what she's done and how she's experienced it. So I want to share with you Jen's testimony.
Hi. My name is Jen Wolcott, and this is my story. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and osteoarthritis. I had 2 spinal injections, seen 8 physical therapists, 2 doctors, and they all put me on 10 different medications. They told me that by the time I was 50, that I would be in a walker or a wheelchair, and I was only 40 years old when I was diagnosed. 3 years ago, my husband dragged me into Greenwood Family Chiropractic and said, what do you have to lose? And I said, okay, very reluctantly. That was the best decision that I ever made. I love Dr. Leanne's enthusiasm, her passion for what she was talking about. She kind of freaked me out a little bit, but she did awesome. And the fact that she doesn't consider it just work or her job. She wants to change people's lives for the better. And I admire that about her. After getting adjustments for about 6 months, I was off of half of my medicine. After a year, I was completely off of every medicine that the other doctors had put me on. I still have some stiffness and sore in the morning, but I can function like a normal person. I can go hiking with my family, I can play soccer with my kids, I can get on the floor with my grandson, I can be active, and it's amazing. Dr. Leanne not only saved my life, but gave me the knowledge of food, supplements, and adjustments. They gave us articles to watch, videos, because you know you always have articles to watch whenever you're vibing. That's where I got a lot of my knowledge too. After 3 years, I'm still getting weekly adjustments, and I will do so for the rest of my life. Leanne has taught me, as I said earlier, about nutrition, supplements, and adjustments. It's giving my life back. I can live with RA and DDD and OA, but I don't let it control me. I control it. Changing my old eating habits was very hard for me, but the doc told me once, she said, "Do you want to live to eat, or do you want to eat to live?" I want to eat to live. So if you have the same issues that I have, I suggest, no, I'm telling you, to get your adjustments, to get the knowledge of food, to get the knowledge of your supplements, and to come in and get your adjustments. In the last 3 years, Dr. Leanne changed my life, and for that, I will always be thankful. Let them change yours. My name's Jen Wolcott, and this is my story.
So if you or someone you know wants a different viewpoint, to have someone look at the system as a whole, to evaluate nervous system and why the importance of that, have them give us a call, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or the easiest thing for you to do is just hop online. Go to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, scroll down and you can say schedule an appointment. And you hop on, put your name, put your phone number, and schedule an appointment. Fill out the paperwork. That initial exam and consultation allows for us to dive down a little bit deeper. We want to know what you've done, what you've tried, what's worked, what hasn't, where your journey's been at, where you're at now, and that really helps us form a plan to figure out if we're the right office or what the next steps need to be taken in order to help you the best that we possibly can. But movement and action is the next step. To come into the office, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Now, when we come back, diving down into the cost of chronic disease and what that looks like next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. I'm gonna sing in the middle of a storm, louder and louder, you'll hear my praises roar.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Also, I will say this too. I love to hear from you guys. Even if it's questions, so constructive criticism in emails is always encouraged. It's not a venting place. You can always just do that in your car by yourself, right? But those are always ones, like if you have questions, if there's a topic that you want covered, if you want more information, I'm sure if you want more information, there's other people who do as well that I can post more in detail or citations or whatever that might be. Shoot an email over. I love it. info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Incredibly long, incredibly easy. info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Shoot one over. I'd love to hear more about what you guys have to say. Now, today we're just talking about an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That so many times, and I see this more often than not in practice, unfortunately, is that when there's no aches and pains and there's no symptoms, that we inevitably think there's nothing I need to do and that I'm healthy. And it always brings me back to the World Health Organization's definition of health. And it's your body's ability to heal and function at 100%, not just merely an absence of sickness or disease. right? So oftentimes we think, hey, if I feel fine, then I'm healthy. But then you look at someone who has, you know, a massive heart attack and you're like, I don't know what happened. And you're like, well, yes, I understand that you felt fine. And we always hope that you feel well. I think that inevitably, that's just like saying, hey, I don't have a cavity, so why would I ever go to the dentist? And that kind of even brings me into when we talk about this rheumatoid arthritis, and you're like, where does it come from? And you're like, it could be genetics, although they haven't necessarily narrowed it down to a gene specifically. But what we see so much of as well is that you're like, it's a chronic inflammatory condition. And so you're like, but what causes it? And you're like, oh, it could be a ton of things. But oh, by the way, one of the risk factors that it can be is the fact that like gums, like new research shows that there's a link between rheumatoid arthritis and periodontal like gum disease. And you're like, what does gum disease feel like? And you're like, nothing, absolutely nothing. And so when we look at this thing, you're like, well, how would you know? And you're like, because you preventatively go through a dental appointment. And when you look at some of the other things that trigger rheumatoid arthritis, sometimes it can be extra weight, like especially if you're under 55. A toxic chemical or an infection in your environment can stack up the odds, right? So it's all of these things. We have this chronic inflammation. It's like, what are we doing from a lifestyle related issue? Now, you would walk into my office and I wouldn't say, yes, Susie, we are treating you for rheumatoid arthritis, because that's not what we do. But when you figure out, like, where is the inflammation coming from? You know, it's obviously rheumatoid arthritis is different than osteoarthritis. But when we talk about like environmental or obesity or, you know, it's just all of these things, it's more likely in women who've been pregnant than those who've never been pregnant and those who have recently given birth. You know, and I read this article years and years ago. I've scoured the internet for these references because I cannot find it, about leaky gut following giving birth, which I thought was just so interesting, because leaky gut oftentimes can trigger more autoimmune related issues, and rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. So it's like all of these things, and you're like, it's not like you're going to get adjusted and then all of a sudden it's just never going to happen. But it's like, when we have these chronic disease processes, how much of them are or could be lifestyle related? And why is it that we're seeing this massive increase? And it's because there's a certain point when we ignore our health, or we just drug a condition without actually figuring out root cause, right? Like, you look at, for example, do you know the number one reason for someone to visit their medical doctor is for back pain? It's for back pain, chronic lower back pain. And we know, right? So it's typically an over-the-counter, muscle relaxers, pain relievers, right? So we're looking at ibuprofen, acetaminophen. And in all these regards, it's like, hey, well, how does that compare? And while the risk of chronic disease processes, this is incredibly interesting. This is chronic disease in the United States, a worsening health and economic crisis. And they talk about the prevalence and cost of chronic disease in the United States is growing and will continue to grow. Not just in the case of baby boomer generation aging, but it's also due to the increased disease prevalence among children and younger adults. I thought it was absolutely absurd. More recently, they were talking about putting pediatric patients, children, on GLP-1 antagonists. So Wegovy, Ozempic. And you're like, those are specifically for, like, again, we used to call type 2 diabetes adult onset, and they don't call it that anymore. And there's a certain point in time in your life that you realize your health is not stagnant. So you're either building health or you're building disease. Your dollars are either going to be put towards building health or building disease. I continually look at my food budget and am wildly and mildly disgusted at how much we spend in groceries. But then I take a step back and I realize that this is a true investment. I am investing in my family's health. And so does that mean that I spend extra to buy a half a cow every year? It sure does, because I know it's grass-fed, it's grass-finished, I know it's anti-inflammatory, I know that this is what's going to help with growing healthy family. You know, I look at organic berries, I look at what we do and use to be more phthalate-free, right? So I've got all these forever chemicals when, you know, my kids, we don't have plastic water bottles. And what's odd about kids is that they will sometimes lose those water bottles and then you have to buy new ones. And those water bottles are not the cheap plastic water bottles. So we talk about the importance of like being mindful about our things. But there is a cost for health and there's a cost for sickness. And I thought this was so interesting that I stumbled upon a chronic disease executive summary. And it's a report of what the prevalence and cost of chronic disease processes are in the United States. This looks back a couple years ago, so I'm sure at this point it would likely increase. But here's my example of something that I feel like from a preventative aspect is more in our wheelhouse: gallbladder disease. What causes gallbladder disease? And it's eating unhealthy fats, right? It's not like on one day you just like woke up and you're like, gosh, I've been eating fruits and vegetables, really clean meats. I've been exercising all the time. And now I have this sludgy gallbladder. And now it could be in young, it could be in old. What I have found more commonly than not, that there might be an outlier that happens to, but more commonly than not, it's more poor nutrition choices made over a longer period of time. So it could even be that, hey, as a kid, you weren't eating right and exercising. And unfortunately, that might have been outside of your control. But they talk about how the direct cost, gallbladder, direct versus indirect cost, gallbladder disease, direct cost, $3,912. Indirect costs, which could be from like time off work, gallbladder spasms, hospital trips before they take it out, close to $4,000. Now, again, the most recent one that I could find published, this is in 2016. So you've got to think the inflation over that course of time has been exponentially more. I would feel safe to say that that number is likely double. Here's what I think of as something that I personally work with on a daily basis: osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is wear and tear. Right, hips, knees, back, neck. Direct cost per case, $2,000, $2,074,000. Indirect, $5,164. You know, we talked about chronic back pain. Direct cost, $2,097. Indirect cost, $11,847. Right, so in total, that, and again, this is years and years and years ago, but we're talking about $15,000 for chronic back pain. And you're like, but yet we're like, let's get a quick injection, right? Like, let's take a Tylenol. And then we can't figure out why. I had a patient who worked for a dialysis center. And I said, how many of these are coming from like a disease process versus how many of these are coming from a lifestyle, like overconsumption of Tylenol or, you know, medication wise? And she goes, the amount of people who self-medicated chronic back pain, because, you know, because we think it's just there's no problem that comes with it. You could buy 100 bottles at once and no, there'd be no red flag given, maybe from the cashier looking at you, but other than that, nothing else. You know, so we have this chronic back pain that we treat with this over the counter and we're like, well, here's 15,000. And I would easily say that this is closer to $22,000 to $25,000 cost per case. And then you're like, and what's the end goal? And you're like, you know, it doesn't cost $25,000 care in my office. You know, it does help reverse osteoarthritis, degenerative disc disease, allows you to get to and serve the life that you are intended to live, to serve the purpose that you're here for, to be able to restore. You know, that's like what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And it's not costing you $25,000. It's also not free, right? And that's when you look at the true investment in our health. There has to be something on the front end. No, your back pain isn't caused from a lack of muscle relaxers or pain relievers. And I think the average person knows that, but because they don't necessarily know a way to be more proactive about that, you know, you look at something like hypertension, direct costs, $842. Indirect costs, $12,500. You know, and you're like, can that be something that's more lifestyle related? And the answer is yes, it absolutely could be. You want to know why? Because this is where we see people actively in our office who no longer need hypertension medicine. We don't take it off. I was actually just talking to a patient today. And she said, I don't feel good. And I said, what's your blood pressure? And she said, 90 over 60. I said, how many blood pressure medications are you on? She said, 2. I said, you should probably visit your primary care physician, your prescribing physician, to talk to them about that. You know? Gosh, and all of these things too. Pancreatic cancer. One might argue that that's not a preventable cancer, but we know that nitrites and nitrates cause pancreatic cancer. 3 to 4 ounces up to 4 times a week of foods with sodium nitrates and sodium nitrites. So those are like hot dogs, bacon, sausages, lunch meats, salamis, right? All of those things have sodium nitrates and sodium nitrates in it. Increases your risk of pancreatic cancer by 64%. Direct costs, $8,300. Indirect costs, $42,000. And I look at just the quality of life, because typically pancreatic cancer is one that you find in a later disease process that, you know, it's stage 3 or stage 4, that unfortunately that $42,000 is drops in the bucket compared to the entirety of someone's life. I have a family member who got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and his lifestyle was not great. Now, again, different reasons for different cancers and we can't necessarily pinpoint them all together. But then we look at something again, like diabetes in adults. This is adult onset diabetes. So this is not type 1 diabetes. So from like an autoimmune standpoint, this is more lifestyle related. Direct cost, $7,000. Indirect cost, $12,632. So again, we're looking at $20,000 for that. And that doesn't include if it's unmanaged, what that happens to your eyesight, to neuropathy, all of these different aspects. And it's just like, we as a society have just chose to ignore, to sweep it under the rug. And we look at this life expectancy and what that actually entails, which I think is so interesting, is that, you know, we think about aging as this really, really awful thing, you know, over the hill, and I keep saying that, over the hill, you know, and over the hill, you know, is 40, what is that supposed to be, 40 or 50? Like, who even deemed that? Because I look at my grandmother, who's 86 years old and just played pickleball with my husband for the first time a couple months ago. You know, she goes, you know, I wasn't able to run as much and as quick as I used to. She's like, but we did quite a bit of volleys back and forth. And I look at that and you're like, okay, so if we're supposed to be living, supposed to be, like, our bodies are created, if we treat them well, we can live to 100, 110, 120, you know, over the hill, what does that mean? And why is that, is it down a hill? You know, why is life expectancy in the US, why is it falling? But yet we've got all of this. So, you know, we're looking at, it was in the early 1900s, it was 47 years old. 1950s, it was 68 years. 2019, it risen to 79 years, but then it fell, right? And it keeps falling. So we would like to say, oh, it's because of, you know, COVID and all of these other things, but it continues to keep falling. There's been the largest decrease over a 2-year span since 1920. Why? I just, you know, we don't take care of our health. I'll never forget, I had a pastor who came in and had diabetes. And I was like, hey, you know, like, here's how diabetes works. And here's the thing. And I said, I know that you love going out to eat and Skyline Chili is, you're never going to give up Skyline Chili, but then you have to make some other accommodations and have that be a once a week cheat, but not something you do all the time. And he said, I'm going to keep praying for these diabetes. I pray and I know that God can do amazing things and Jesus can heal. And I said, absolutely. And I 100% agree with that. But I also know that we are meant to honor our bodies, that it's a vessel to be able to serve as purpose. And yet you choose to keep disrespecting that and think that, like, we're just picking and choosing parts of the Bible that we want to follow. How is that? You know, and it's just one of those aspects where it's like we just treat it as a dumpster, and then all of a sudden, like we can't feel our legs, or we've got this diagnosis, or we've got this chronic disease, and we said, gosh, but investing in our health is too hard. And at what point do you realize when you have your health, now is the best time to work on retaining it? It's not waiting until we have a new symptom, a new diagnosis, to then tell ourselves that we want to be proactive for health. And I don't know why it has to be kicking and screaming, right? Like, this is one that you have an ability and opportunity, and that's truly what we have to offer at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. There has to be a point in time where you realize that your health is the number one most important thing that you have, and that you will be willing, you know, because people, when they lose their health, if they have that diagnosis, they will go to the ends of the earth to regain it. You know, everyone knows that person, you're healthy as a horse, have a massive heart attack and dies. What would you give to have that person back? Would you give $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000? You know, would you travel across the world? Would you sell your house? Would you sell your car? You know, you would do anything for someone's health. But it's like, well, what if you could spend a fraction of that in order to make sure that you retain your health? And they're like, oh no, there's such a value on losing our health and then doing all of these things to regain it versus being proactive on the front end. Like, you look at someone who has all of these chronic conditions and aches and pains, and you're like, what if we could raise a society? What if we could raise kids that we could include healthy habits? We could raise them on knowing and making choices that make them healthy and strong. Like, why would it be that we wouldn't make those choices? And people say, well, I have to spend time and money. And you say, the time and money that you spend now to save or regain your health is going to be very much different and so much easier than it will in 5, 10, or 15 years. So that's inevitably your call to action, right? Is thinking like, what are you doing to retain your health now? And sometimes it's just this overwhelming feeling because of the sheer standpoint that we have the world at our fingertips. And some of that information is good and healthy and others not. So what if we could start with that proactive standpoint today? And so that's my encouragement to you. If you're not proactively doing something for your health, if you're healthy and want to retain healthy, if you have one or more chronic illnesses and you want to start looking at seeing what might be a root cause and if it's something we can help, give us a call. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or just hop online. You can schedule the appointment that works best for your time. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. What that looks like is an initial exam and consultation. Come in, we'll fill out paperwork so we can sit down and go through a comprehensive exam. Figure out what's going on and inevitably what we can or may be able to do to help you. But next step is just coming into the office. So again, GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com, 317-893-2853. I always appreciate you tuning in. Look forward to next time, but always remember that your power is on.